You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Without being the spirit of prayer is not 弟兄姊妹，神从于清房，你可能花很多的时间祷告，你在很多的侍奉前祷告，但是如果我们不在圣灵里，那个不是祷告。
It's pay attention. We could spend a lot of time praying for our ministry, but if we do not pray in the Spirit, our prayers do not count.
它不过只是基督教一个敬虔的一个做法就是了，它不是祷告。
Maybe some of religious things that Christians do, but they're not called prayer.
它不过是我心愿的一个发表就是了，它不叫祷告。
It could be an expression of my wish, but it is not a prayer.
祷告是人和神在圣灵中相会了，而且我们在圣灵交通。
Prayer is a divine encounter between God and man, and we could fellowship.
所以真实的祷告一定要两件事情。
When we have real prayer, two things will happen.
一定是我们跟这位听祷告的神相遇。
That we meet with the God who listens to prayers.
我们是来到神的面前。我们在祷告中跟主相会。
In our prayers, we meet God.
因为这边这件事情，我不知道要怎么去强调它，我也常常提醒我自己，我也请求弟兄姊妹要注意这件事情。
I don't know how to emphasize it more, and often remind myself and also brothers and sisters.
我们的祷告一定要在神的同在中。
Our prayer has to be done in God's presence.
所以，当我们真正在神同在中。祷告的时候，你知道这是一件最荣耀最喜乐的事情。
When we pray in God's presence, it's the most glorious and joyful thing.
没有一个喜乐祷告我们进的主了。
There's no other joy greater than meeting God.
没有一个满足祷告我们遇见主了。
There's no greater satisfaction than meeting God.
而且真实遇见主一定叫我们整个人力量复原，重新得力。
And when we meet God, our strength will be renewed.
就是没有我们需要求神帮助我们回到最重要的根基上面。
We need our God to ask God to help us to go back to the most important fundamental.
我们不甘心活在仇敌的欺骗里面。
We're not willing to live in the deception of the enemy.
很多人当了基督徒几十年了，很少有真实的祷告。
Many Christians have been Christians for a long time without.Having true prayer.
所以我说斯麦克弟兄说仇敌最怕的一件事情就是地跟天连接起来了。
So our brother Sparks says, what enemy is afraid the most is when heaven and earth are connected.
当我们真正圣灵里祷告的时候，天上我们是开的。
When we truly pray in the spirit, heaven will be open to us.
当我们真的圣灵祷告的时候，我们会遇见真祷告的神。
When we truly pray in the Spirit, we will meet God who listens to our prayers.
第二件事情一定会发生的。
The second thing that will happen.
祷告不光是一个神圣的相会 ，divine encounter 而已，它也是一个神圣的相交 ，divine fellowship.
The prayer is not only a divine encounter, but also a divine fellowship.
我们不仅仅
that we have fellowship with God.
从基本的一面来说，我们把我们的痛苦告诉他。
Yes, we can share with him all of our sorrows and suffering.
我们把我们的心愿告诉他。
And we can share with him our wishes.
我们把我们为别人祷告的负担告诉他。
And the burdens to pray for others.
还有我们为着神家的复兴，我们告诉他。
We can tell him our desires for church revival.
另外一方面，他把他的心愿告诉我们。
And on the other hand, he will share with us this part.
另外一方面，当我们祷告错的时候，他会来帮助我们，来教训我们。
And if our prayers are not right.He will correct us.
就祷告第二件重要的事情。
So the second important thing about prayer.
就是一定有事情发生。
That something will happen.
我们被改变。
That we will be changed.
我们跟他的关系被改变。
Our relationship with him will be changed.
我们的生命被他改变。
Our life will be changed.
原来我们的祷告这么自私，这么错误的。
But before our prayers could be very selfish and wrong.
他改变了我们。
And then he will change us.
让我们的祷告越来越纯正。
So that our prayers become more and more pure.
让我们的祷告越来越诚实。
And more and more mature.
而真实的祷告一定带给我们生活的改变。
And true prayer will bring about true changes in our life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters,
当我们真正在圣灵中与主相遇的时候
，When we encounter God in the Spirit，
就像耶稣基督经常告诉我们，当我们跪下来的时候，我们就达到了前所未有最高的境界。
As Brother Watchman Nee says, whenever we are on our knees, we actually reach a realm that is higher than before.
The
highest realm.
多宝贵的事情
！And how precious that will be.
我们没有一个属灵的境界可以高过我们现在跪在他的面前。
There's no spiritual realm that we can reach higher than when we are on our knees.
当我们真跪在神面前的时候
，When we truly be on our knees,
我们达到了前所未有最高的境界。
We actually reach a spiritual realm that we never reached before.
我们来到了天上，来到了圣所。来到施恩宝座前，来到坐在宝座的神面前。
Because we reached heaven, we reached the most holy place, we reached the throne And the God who sits on the throne.
用生命去代替神。
How great that is.
祷告中，让我们可以成就极大的事。
And in prayer, we accomplish the greatest things.
我们能够为神做的最大的事，能够为人做的最大的事，永远都是值得祷告。
The greatest thing that we can do for God or for man can only be accomplished through prayer.
不祷告是我们在做事。
When we do not pray, we are to do things on our own strength.
不祷告是我在帮助他。
When without prayer, we are actually helping others.
当我真正在圣灵中祷告的时候，是神在做事。
But whenever I pray in the spirit, God is doing it.
当我真正在圣灵中祷告的时候，神是借着我做事，把祝福带给他。
When we truly pray in the spirit, then God uses us to work His work.
虽然我们为神跟为人所能做的事，没有一件事情大过超过我们在祷告中能做。
So there's no greater thing that we can do for God or man except.Doing it through prayer.
请你们千万不要误会的，那教会人或都不要服侍的，我专门祷告就好了。
Please do not misunderstand and think, okay, from now on, I will put all my services and just focus on prayer.
人上会很多弟兄姊妹都跑来找我，一定说我要 quit my service.
This evening, everyone will come to resign from their services.
我要达到最高的境界，我要做最大的侍奉，我要去祷告。
So I want to reach the highest spiritual realm, and I want to do the greatest service, so I want to focus myself on prayer.
不要跟我讲，你就在绝情，就绝对不会答应。
Don't tell me, but tell God, and He will not agree.
真正出入曼内的人，一定跟随他出到云外去。
Anyone who will follow Jesus into the veil will also follow him outside.
没有人只有在圣所享受神，而不肯跟着羔羊出到云外去受苦走十字架的道路。
No one will only enjoy God's presence in the most holy place without following him on the way of the cross.
耶稣说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，他来是要服侍人。死掉自己的生命做万人的赎祭。
The Lord Jesus himself says the Son of Man did not come to serve.To be served, but to serve, and to give himself as the ransom for many. So what is prayer? That's me.
请你们原谅我，强迫你们，接受我的定义，看看可以有更好的定义。
Sorry for forcing you to accept my definition. Hopefully, you will find better ones later.
那这个定义是我在你面前一直祷告，一直祷告。我说主啊，到底什么叫做祷告？能够很简单又容易起，又能够。
He came up with this definition as much prayer so that this is a simple one that people can easily understand and remember. Let's review the definition of prayer. Young people. You can say it in Chinese or English. So what is prayer?
Define encounter with God.好，这是你们的。还有没有人要补充 ？Meet and fellowship， 好，相遇的相交，很好。还有没有要补充 ？Lead the Holy Spirit， 你是当妈的还是？人与神圣灵中的智慧与神交，哈。我们再讲一次，另外一个，你把它翻译起来，能不能多忘词？
好，
你在中间等等，相会与相交啊，大概是这样。OK， 好，我希望我们记得，好不好？我们每次祷告的时候，让圣灵来提醒我
们。I hope that we will all remember, and if we forget, then Holy Spirit remind us.
让我花几分钟稍微复习一下。我非常感谢主这次把王弟兄带到我们中间。
And I really praise the Lord for bringing Brother Wayne here with us in the past week.
我2001年、2002年对于新的父亲传信，我们就很感动。
When we first met him in the year 2001 and 2, my wife and I were very touched.
我觉得他真的是以父的心为念，以神家为使命的一个人。
So he's the one that focuses his mind on the Father's business.
他这次来跟我们分享里面，最让我被光照所感动的，就是他的祷告生活。
And what touches me the most from his sharing is his prayer life.
他跟我们讲到他在监狱里面受苦的时候，当别人不允许他祷告的时候。
He shared with us when he was suffering, being persecuted in prison, and was not allowed to pray.
他说那些狱卒们讲的是我宁可死在这里，我饿死都不能不祷告的。
And he told his jailers, I'd rather die instead of
从我信耶稣以来这几十年，我从来没有一次不祷告就吃东西的。
And ever since I became Christian, there was not even once that I took my food without prayer.
如果你今天不让我祷告，我就不吃东西。
If you do not allow me to say grace, then I will not eat.
人家地上也很凶，你想这里是什么地方？你不吃算人死就算。
And they wouldn't take it. They say, oh, where do you think you are? If you don't want to eat, forget it.
因为这边他一直不吃。
And then he just would not eat.
一直到最后人家只好让他吃。
So finally they say, well.
因为这边他自己我很感动的，不光是他这样子的见证，他说他曾经有一个祷告。
Not only that his testimony touched me very much, but also he had a prayer.
他说主啊，你可以剥夺我一切食物。
He says, Lord, you can take away everything I have.
但是我请你不要容许人。剥夺了我祷告的权利。
But please do not take away, do not allow people to take away my right to pray.
因为这真是一个见证人。
And this is such a great witness.
他说主，你可以剥夺我所有。
Says Lord, you can take away everything.
我可以没有健康。
And you can lose my health.
我可以没有工作，不能侍奉。
Or my career, my job, or my service.
我可以困死在这里，但是我不能不祷告。
I can starve here, but I cannot go on without prayer.
哎，弟兄姊妹啊，这是一个见证人。
So this is such a great witness.
所以礼拜二晚上刚过的礼拜二祷告会，我们请大家交通教会的祷告。
And on the past Tuesday night, we asked him to share again.
我们那天是，我们那天是来了五十多个人，很可惜，所以稍微简单一些。
Well, they only about 50 brothers and sisters came, so I want to review with you.
那我们的录音直播到十三点后两点没录制，大家背后可以看一下摘要。
So we only recorded on the.Three out of the five points.
好，我们今天讲到祷告的时候，我稍微复习一下，我稍微补充一点，我从他里面领受的一些心得。
I will review his sharing, and I also will share with you my share.
他提到祷告方面的五点学习。
He shared with us five lessons on prayer.
第一件事情叫做灵运呼吸的祷告。
First thing is that prayer is a spiritual breathing.
他的祷告需要的是灵运呼吸。
That your prayer has to be breathed upon by the Holy Spirit.
是一个气，当就是因为有灵的活人，人就活了。
The Lord breathed to Adam, and then he became a living soul.
当神的气息进到枯骨里面的时候，枯骨就复生了。
And the breath of the Lord entered into the dry bone revived.
对，祷告需要被圣灵吹气。
Our prayer has to be upright.
祷告必须要有生命。
And then our prayer has to have life.
祷告必须是活的。
And our prayer has to be alive.
所以他说到没有属于呼吸的人就是死人。
Without spiritual breath, it is a dead person.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们的祷告不是一个真实属灵的呼吸的话，
But if our prayer is not a spiritual breathing,
在灵性上面、灵运方面，我们在神的眼中真的是死人。
So in spiritual wise, in God's eyes, we're actually dead.
那个属灵的呼吸一定要恢复。
So we have to restore.Spiritual breathing.
他说人就算睡觉了，什么都停了，肺脏器官都休息了，但是鼻子还在呼吸，不能停的。
Whenever we are sleeping, our organs may rest and our senses may become dull, but not our breathing.
所以我们这个人最后可以放下来，停下来的时候就是呼吸。
So the last thing that we can stop is our breath.
来再去解决。
Then that is the moment that we go.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
祷告不光是要活的。
Not only that, our prayer has to be alive.
这祷告必须是一个供应生命的祷告。
A prayer has to supply life.
就是我们的祷告不仅仅是必须是有气有活的，而且是要能够供应生命的。
Not only that, our prayer has to be alive and has to supply life.
简单提他是交通的三个点。他说第一个，他说没有一种供应生命的方式宝贵过借着祷告来供应生命。
There's no other method that will supply life more precious.
哎，就是比如说，我们很多人都可以做这个见证，就是
a lot of us will echo.
今天的祷告把我给激活了。
Oftentimes we are revived because we hear other people's prayers.
这件事情，知道今天教会为什么这么软弱、这么荒凉，最主要的原因就是祷告中我们没有生命，我们失去了生命。
And he also said that the reason, the most fundamental reason why today our churches are so weak and without revival is because of our weak prayer.
就是我刚刚说的，很多人都没有祷告。
Yes, as I shared, many people could be praying.
很多教会有祷告会。
Many churches have prayer meetings.
但是教会一样软弱，一样荒凉。
But but yet churches remain weak and vulnerable.
那教会荒凉软弱最主要的原因是因为在祷告中我们失去了生命，我们没有了生命。
Number one reason that we are weak and vulnerable is because we lost the life and the power to supply life in our prayers.
所以我们需要在这件事情上被神恢复过来。
But we need to be restored and revived by the Lord.
而且他说在祷告。祷告的生活是我们属于生命属于荒地啊最主要的温度计。
And then our prayer life is the thermometer of our spiritual health.
在外界。
Whether we love the Lord,
属不属灵
，we're spiritual.
要来看到我们祷告的生活是。
This is our prayer life.
所以我们许多的时候的失败都是因为我们的祷告生活是我们失败。
Oftentimes our failures are caused by failure in our prayer life.
所以这个是他讲到的第二件事情。
祷
告不仅仅是要活的，而且是要能够供应生命。
Not only that, our prayer has to be alive and has to supply life.
稍微补充一点。
And I'll add something more to it.
因为我们是讲教会的祷告。
Because we're talking about the church prayer life.
我们个人祷告也可以进入墙这里透。
With our private prayers, we can pray as long as we want and as thorough as we need.
教会公开的祷告成为一个公祷，不是教会的祷告的时候。
But while we pray in the corporate and public prayers,
我们的祷告要能够真正供应生命。
In order for our prayers to supply and give life,
我们除了最重要的是希望活要在灵里面。
Not only that, we have to be in the spirit and have to be alive.
我们要学习成长有力。
Let's learn to make it short and powerful.
一个长法，很多自己的话插进去，没有把大家的灵都搞坏掉。
We pray of a long prayer with a lot of words added by yourself. Because I know some people can pray for a long time before
fasting.
But then when we come to public prayer meetings, let's eat like these and only give out the essence.So that people can receive a life. Thirdly, the prayer with the kingdom mission. And then our brother Wei shared with us that King Saul spent his life without
God.
And King David was a man of
God.
He cared about God's needs.
他不容眼睛睡觉，不容眼目打盹，他不让自己进床榻，不吃帐幕，直到为雅各的大门走出过去。
He would not allow his eyes to slumber until he finds a dwelling place for the Almighty.
好，所以他今天讲到我们的祷告，如果没有使命，我们怎么可能在福音传福音跟施工之间有使命的
？Without having the sense of mission.In our prayers, how can we have the sense of mission in evangelism?
如果你在祷告跟神相会的时候，我们的火都烧不起来，我们怎么可能冲到人中间带着火呢
？If we even in our most private prayers, we do not have the fire, then how can we go reach out others with fire?
所以祷告是要有使命的。
So when we pray, we have to have a sense of mission.
然后要有火。
To have the fire.
那我想我稍微补充一点，我们会想这个使命来怎么来？
So we might say, where does this sense of mission come from?
我们怎么会让我的祷告带着使命呢
？Okay, my faith with the sense of mission.
我想我们简单提三个点，大家回家继续分享。
We'll give you three things, and then you can have more sharing later.
所以跟我们讲到他这个主耶稣的祷告怎么样？愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
By the way, share with us that Jesus, the Lord's prayer, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们为了神的旨意成就，这个就是一个使命。
When we pray for the fulfillment of God's will, that is a mission.
第二个会让我们有使命感的是为了要能够满足主，能够叫我们心甘情愿。
Second, in how we can have the sense of mission is that we want to please God and comfort God's heart.
当我们信的，如果我们在祷告中聚了，我们能够在祷告中来到神的面前，为神祈求旨意祷告的时候，来到主的施恩，这个会给我们力量。
If we remember that when we labor ourselves in prayer, that will actually please God's heart, that will motivate us to pray.
三个我要特别复习跟补充的，就是我好久以前讲过一次摩西。
The third thing is something I've shared with you before, that when Moses and Hur pray on the mountaintop.
他们为了跟亚玛力人征战，我们那天特别讲到一件事情。
That happened during the battle with Amalekites, and we especially mentioned one thing.
我们说到山上的祷告决定了山下的胜败。
The prayer on the mountaintop determines the battle on the battlefield, on the valley.
那个看不见的祷告生活决定了看得见的生活。
And our invisible prayer life determines.The victory of our daily living.
那天有一句非常关键的话，我说摩西何时举手怎么样
？I said that whenever Moses lifted up his hand and prayed.
约书亚什么时候得胜
？Joshua will have the victory.
什么时候摩西把手伸下来
？Whenever Moses put down his hand.
怎么样
？And
Joshua will have the victory.
And the Amalekites will win.
所以我那天跟弟兄姊妹讲到一个很重的负担，我说我们听祷告一定有事情发生的。
So I shared with you at that time a very heavy burden of mine that whenever we pray, something will happen.
约书亚就得胜了。
Joshua will have the victory.
这请大家注意，我们不祷告也一定有事情发生。
But please pay attention. Whenever we do not pray, something will happen too.
亚玛力人就得胜了。
Amalekites will win.
神的儿女们受到苦难，受到伤害。
The children of God will suffer shame and be persecuted.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你一天到晚为了世界，我们为了世界，为了孩子，我没有空祷告。
Please do not think that you do not have time to pray because your life is occupied by your children and the affairs of the world.
我们不祷告就把孩子交在亚玛力人手上。
Without praying, we are actually handing our children to the hands of Amalek.
我们不祷告就把家门打开来，让仇敌自由进出来伤害家庭。
Without prayer, we actually open our door wide and invite enemies to come into our household and destroy.
我们不祷告，我们个人，我们整个教会属灵的情形都在仇敌的迫害之下。
Without prayer, we're actually under the destruction and persecution of the enemy.
不是摩西不累了，他已经80多岁了。
It's not that Moses was not tired. He was already over his 80 years.
不是亚伦霍尔不累，他们都是80多岁的老人了。
But it's not that Aaron or Hur were not tired. They were all.Over 80 years old. Now that they are well known, but whenever they drop their hands, and then they will see their warriors and get slain on the battlefield. And they will see the enemy having victory.
就是没真有这样子的看见，你不能不祷告。
With this vision, we will not.
就不会不祷告了。
We will not let ourselves go without prayer.
丢失的使命感从哪里来
？So where does this sense of mission come from?
我们为了神的旨意，我们会有使命。
For God's will to be fulfilled, we will have sense of mission.
我们为了爱主满足主的心，我们会愿意起来祷告。
In order to love and please God's heart, we will be willing to pray.
就像前两个我们都做不到，弟兄姊妹，为着你我现实的今生，要起来祷告。
Even if we cannot reach these two.But for our daily living now, we have to pray.
不祷告，盗贼来，偷窃、伤害和毁坏的。
Without prayer, the enemy will come to kill, destroy, and steal.
你我不可能离开神有好的生活的。
We will not enjoy a good life without God.
你我不可能有好的祷告，我们能够过一个正常的生活的。
Without good prayer, we cannot live a normal life.
早晚你的家要被仇敌破坏。
Sooner or later, your household will be destroyed by the enemy.
早晚我们属灵的光景会给他破坏。
Sooner or later, our spiritual life.Will be destroyed. Or maybe it's already happening now. Look at how many people are addicted to pornography. How many people cannot have normal devotion life. So many people that they can be punctual in other meetings but not church meetings. Is it that important that you sleep half an hour more? Why can't you come to the house of God earlier? Where is God exactly? Who is the God that we believe? If he is God, will we still keep on going? We will not be late when we attend weddings or funerals or school activities. Without prayer, something will happen. Today, we group the small groups and fellowship together. I hope we have have this pain, small group leaders, please go home and
report.
We're not like the Greeks who are just talking. God's will has to accomplish. The war on the cross needs comfort. How many Christians are under the hands of the enemy? Churches are weak and desolate because we do not pray. We have to pray with the sense of
humility.
We cannot let go. We have to rise and pray. Useless when we promote and urge to be functional, we have to pray. And we have to have fervent and proactive prayer. Brother Wei used Proverbs chapter 31 and then I thought he used it very well. He talked about the women of noble character, which refers to church and the children of God and the relationship between children of God and God.
他在箴言三十一章从十二节开始，他说他一生使丈夫有益无损。
And then in Proverbs says she all of her life she will benefit her husband.
他寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工。
And she seeks wool and flax, knitting well with her hands.
不吃闲饭。
And she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread.
这边他在这里讲到一个非常非常主动寻找圣工为神家祷告的人。
So here is a person who proactively seeks for ministries for the house of God.
他寻找羊绒和麻，他花功夫去找。
She seeks, she spends effort to seek for wool and flax.
甘心亲手去工。
And willingly she works with her eager
hands.
And that day, Brother Wei shared that there are three kinds of people in church. The first kind of people who come to church to see what church can provide me. Oftentimes, a lot of people like that.
There
are a lot of children of God like this.
但是
说
到第二层人，是一些进入服事的。
But those who serve in the departments and service.
教会有安排有要求他在做。
So they will only do whenever it's required by church.
教会如果没有安排没有要求他就不做。
If it's not arranged or required by church,
这就是一个命令一个动作。
So it's like they will only do things on demand.
他说动一下，动一下，或一下再动一下。
So only have any movement or action on demand only. And the finger will not move unless you trust it.
但是他常常圣经发生有一个人，找一个闲着的妇人，去寻找羊绒和麻。
But here there's a woman of noble character. She seeks
work
and she works with her eager hands. And then she proactively watches over the affairs of her household. We need such vessels in
household.
We need vessels who will proactively seek for ministries and work with the Lord. And then what touches me the most is that this kind of people, when there's no way in the desert, he will make the way. And then when there's no streets in the wilderness, such person will not sit there idle or complain. If there's no way, he or she will make the way, and if there are no streets, he or she will make the street.
他说如果没有坚持的人的话，
without such people,
他说没有坚持的祷告跟侍奉的话，教会是不可能复兴的。
Without such prayer or service, church will not revive.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我请求弟兄姊妹，我真的谢谢你给我们这么多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters, I really thank you, and how I'm thankful that God gave us so many brothers and sisters to love them.
请大家一定要积极，一定要主动。
We thank you for your listening, and and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.